Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The price of gas has been falling for weeks. And for the first time since March, the average price in the country fell below $4 a gallon. It was over $5 back in June. So for drivers, some good news on the inflation front, and let's talk it through with Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Gas prices go up and down with crude oil prices, which are set by a global market. So in general, are there global forces at work here?
Yeah, I think so. You know, if you look at it from the supply side, obviously the war in Ukraine has gone on so long that other sources are starting to offset that shunned oil from Russia. For example, the U.S. has obviously released a lot of oil from its strategic reserve, and OPEC producers have agreed to pump more. Obviously, they're not pumping as much as many people would like them to, but they have increased production. And then on the demand side, you know, consumers basically react by buying less gas. And I think we're seeing a lot of that. But one really important thing I'd point out is that this is never sort of a perfect supply-demand equation. Hmm. You also have a thick layer of speculation in between from the hedge funds and other traders in the futures market. That can kind of lead to exaggerated moves, I mean, in the prices of oil and gas. The best example, obviously, being when oil prices actually went negative in 2020. So right now, I think, you know, the market's reacting to a lot of different things on both the supply and the demand side, including, you know, the prospects for a slower economy where demand would naturally slow along with it.
Yeah. And these are speculators who, they jump into the market, they never touch the oil, right? They just buy a contract for delivery and then sell it, but that can swing the price higher or lower than it otherwise
would.
Yeah,
right. And they're speculating on where they think the demand in the future is going to be, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And you mentioned demand, and there is this idea of demand destruction. That is, when prices are sky high for a long time, it can change consumer behavior in the long term. I might, for instance, sell my car or move closer to a subway stop. Any sign of that?
Yeah, I think there is definitely a sign of that. Deliveries of gas have actually dropped below the level from this time of year in 2020. Remember when the pandemic lockdowns were still in full force. And there's sort of a few different things people are pointing at. One thing, at Bloomberg, we talked to a veteran oil analyst named Paul Sankey, and he pointed out that, look, just year over year, the mix of vehicles on the road has gotten more and more efficient, more hybrids, more electric vehicles. Mm. And the way I think about it is if you think of a household that has two cars, say one's an SUV that runs on gas and the other one's an electric vehicle, they're likely using that electric vehicle for a lot more of their road trips and their shopping trips this year than they would otherwise. So, you know, the demand destruction could come from a slowing economy, but it also could come from sort of this more efficient mix of vehicles available to people.
Yeah, right. And I recall kind of speaking to energy analysts who say if there is this long-term demand destruction, that can change the whole economics of the oil industry, right? Who are their customers going to be long-term?
It absolutely does. And that's part of the reason, you know, the general thinking is that at some point demand is either going to level out at a plateau or even start to decline because there'll be so many more electric vehicles on the road. Mm. And that, you know, the thinking is that that's part of the reason why oil companies are a little hesitant to invest too much into new projects because they are worried that that demand is just naturally going to start to turn lower the longer, you know, electric vehicles gain more market share out there. And the tax breaks coming from the inflation bill actually will probably hasten that effect to some degree.
Right, to allow you and me to make it easier to buy electric vehicles. So, yeah, more to watch.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks as always.
Oh, thank you.